Taoiseach, the figures given by the HSE to a colleague of mine, Deputy David Cullinan, have confirmed that there's a real crisis in mental health services for children and for young people, and that crisis continues to deepen. There's now 4,314 children and young people waiting for a CAMHS appointment. That's increased by 88% from January 2020. Over 600 of these are waiting over a year. The majority of these are actually in Kerry and in Cork, and those families took a difficult step to reach out for support. Instead of receiving the care that they need, they feel that their children are being denied the opportunity to reach their full potential. And every expert in youth mental health will tell you that early intervention is vital. Now, we've called in Sinn Féin for multi-annual funding for CAMHS to forward plan to properly staff teams and the appointment of a national clinical director for mental health. So when will your government adequately invest in mental health services for our children and young people so they receive the care they deserve and not the failure that they're getting?
We're acutely aware of the situation, particularly in Kerry and Cork, as you say. When it comes to CAMHS, which is for the most acute situations, the issue isn't funding, the issue is recruitment. So we've got a lot of teams all over the country. A lot of posts have been sanctioned, psychiatry posts, and all of the additional supports that the psychiatrist needs. You'll see in the National Service Plan that we've put a very strong emphasis and a very strong prioritisation on CAMHS and on other mental health, youth mental health services as well, not just on the most acute services. Minister Butler and myself are engaged directly and frequently with the HSE senior management, critically to make sure that the national director positions that you referenced, they've been sanctioned, as you're aware, the assistant national director positions, but also that the HSE can recruit into the posts to make sure that we have the psychiatrists and that we have the other clinical supports.
Thank you, Minister.
And clinicians needed for the various teams right across the country.